I don't know what was going on there. Fox Business Report, I think they recorded that with their microphone turned off, and then when they got to the end of their minute, they played the PSA, and it was there, and nothing else was. So what are you going to do? It's the magic of live radio, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Bill Small here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. Pleased to have Lois Hendricks from the Coffeyville Public Library with us this morning. How are you today, young lady?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay.
Good.
I don't want to say wonderful yet. You know, I'm improving day by day.
Well, that's good.
But what do you got for us today?
Well, the summer reading program continues on through July the 28th. Check daily on Facebook for events. Today, Thursday, June 16th at 3 p.m., we will have a puppet show.
Ah.
Tomorrow, Friday, June 17th, we will have a movie for adults, In the Heart of the Sea, at 1 o'clock in the community room. And the Lego theme for June is watercrafts. We are hiring a full-time young adult librarian assistant. The full-time position requires an application, cover letter, and resume. We will be closed Monday, June the 20th, for Juneteenth. Well, today's book review is Superman.
She's holding it up for the microphone so you can look at it.
Yes, can't you see it all?
Yes.
And it's the high-flying history of America's most enduring hero, written by Larry Tye. I'm going to read a little review here. I thought it was quite an interesting book.
Superman is one of the iconic American heroes.
Absolutely. But behind the high-flying legend lies a true-to-life saga, every bit as compelling, one that begins not in the far reaches of outer space, but in the middle of America's heartland. During the depths of the Great Depression, Jerry Siegel was a shy, awkward teenager in Cleveland. Raised on adventure tales and robbed of his father at a young age, Jerry dreamed of a hero for a boy and a world that desperately needed one. Together with a neighborhood chum and kindred spirit, Joe Schuster, young Siegel conjured a human-sized god who was everything his creators yearned to be. Handsome, stalwart, and brave, able to protect the innocent, punish the wicked, save the day, and win the girl. And it was on Superman's muscle-bound back that the comic book and the very idea of the superhero took flight. This is an excellent book, and it'll be at the desk highlighted that it is the reviewed on the radio, so if anyone wants to check it out.
Here's an interesting Superman fact you may not know.
Okay.
Every episode of Seinfeld, there is either a reference to Superman, or you get a shot of the Superman standing on Jerry's shelf.
Or on his refrigerator, he has things.
Exactly.
I'm a Seinfeld
every episode.
Fan.
Well, you would know them.
Yes.
Okay.
And of course, my name's Lois, so Lois Lane. I always grew up with that.
Yep.
Still not looking for a Superman anymore.
Not anymore. Okay.
No. Okay. And today, we have another Shel Silverstein moment.
Oh, I love Shel Silverstein.
Yes.
Yeah.
And today's poem is called Tug of War. I will not play at tug of war. I'd rather play at hug of war. Where everyone hugs instead of tugs, where everyone giggles and rolls on the rug, where everyone kisses and everyone grins, and everyone cuddles and everyone wins.
I have to find a recording of Cynthia Stout would not take the garbage out. It was a hit in the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
I need to find a recording of that and share it with you one time while you're in here.
Yeah,
with us.
Yeah. I think we ought to. Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, I tell you, we have a lot of things going on at the library, and the children are coming in flocks, and it's wonderful.
Sure, it's summertime, yeah.
Yeah, and
it's air conditioned.
Right, but we have activities for them, and I've been the reading lady for the children, and I really, really enjoy that. And our theme is Oceans of Possibility. So yesterday I brought my conch shell.
Oh, okay.
And let them all listen to the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And they really, really liked that.
Yeah, my grandma had one of those when I was a little boy, and I thought, how do they get the ocean in there?
Yeah, yeah. You can really hear it. And I shared with them yesterday, years ago in the 70s, I taught at preschool.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought this shell for everyone. They all listened to it. And we went out to play. I noticed they were all picking up rocks and trying to listen to the sea ocean. It was so cute.
Oh, they're so sweet. Bless their hearts.
Yes, yes. And they were so determined.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is short and sweet. Until next time, radio listeners, remember to stay cool, hydrated, and be kind to everyone.
We'll look forward to having you here next month, and I'm not going to say any more about it other than you're bringing a special guest with you.
Yes, two special guests.
Two
special guests.
I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, I'm
You showed
so
me a picture of that second special guest, and
yes.
My heart just melted. All right, Lois Hendricks from the Coffeyville Public Library, thanks for spending some time with us this morning here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.